some of all these men that beat their wives, by the time they finish giving agbas boost, tomorrow morning they'll bring flour and chocolate.
Yeah, and that is what pisses me off.
Genuinely speaking, I'm not really the type of person that cares. I have to be close to you, to be able to be like carrying your matter on your head. You know that this boy is not good for you.
This boy.
Or this girl is not good for you. I think I get where you're coming from.
No, you did not think of the kids.
It's when you were beating their mother. When you made them motherless.
Yes.
In this country that we are.
Yeah, so they are dancing. Huh.
Your husband told you. Are you joking? She will organize boys.
Yeah.
By the time they beat Shigidi from his body.
I think women are... Women that you do that or you boast on my first language.
Hi guys, welcome, welcome. It's another Brewing Her Weekend.
Ooh, I know.
I'm excited. I get very happy when I have to come see you.
Have you because noticed? Literally the only time you see me is mostly... Well, that's not the only time.
That's not the
most time.
Yes, but we see more when we are shooting, about to shoot. Yeah.
I know, it's always fun.
No.
It's fun and stressful at the same time because we have to prep and like do a lot of like
my
planning.
Biggest thing is the makeup.
Oh, I know.
I hate I know. To do makeup.
I can't wait for us to get to a stage where we'll just go to the studio, sit down, get somebody to actually
do our makeup.
Makeup.
Ah! And we just, all we need to do is show up. Guys, you know,
and
they can help us.
About production.
They can help us get there. You just need to subscribe.
Subscribe.
That's
I know. If you are new here, please subscribe.
Your baby girl's like soft life.
Yes. And if you've been watching us too.
And you've not subscribed.
Please. Please subscribe. In fact, let's wait for them to subscribe, actually. Are you done? Thank you.
Well, it's your favorite girl, Gabby Akimbo. Yay!
Hey. And
if you don't clap
girl,
for me, I'll clap for myself.
Kimmy John. I know, it's amazing. You have problem with this girl. You have big issues.
It's so funny because I was talking with someone on the phone. The person is in Nigeria and she was telling me that when I watch your podcast, because she knows me from Nigeria.
Yeah.
So she's like, you're
character.
Two different people.
I know,
I'm like,
it's
I know.
Crazy.
It's because
crazy.
Of you
it's
guys.
It's the duo. It's the duo.
Yeah. We are like,
We bring out something different in ourselves.
Yeah,
in each other. Purr. I didn't want to say it, but then I just, okay. All right, you guys. So, Gabby, what do we have in stock today?
We have something very, very interesting today. Something that I know a lot of people are going to debate about because this topic actually came out from a debate that I had with someone.
Okay.
So I'll tell you and them a backstory so that they will understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys remember this singer that her husband beat her to death, Osinachi.
Hey, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's allegedly anymore. But
oh, yeah, because then they ruled
against
them.
Yeah, so that person, I don't know the husband's name, but her. And recently, they sentenced him to death by hanging. Yeah.
I know they finalized the case, but I didn't know what the...
Yes, they just recently sentenced him to death by hanging.
Oh, wow.
And then a debate came out and people were like, oh, no, they shouldn't kill him. No, not more like... It's not like deserve. It's more like, oh, they shouldn't kill him because now the kids are going to be orphans. And then some people were like, nah, he should have thought about that before, you know, beating the wife to death.
Absolutely.
So today's topic is based kind of like around that, you know, skinero, like some skits makers would say.
Yeah.
Staying in an abusive marriage for the sake of the children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kemi, do you think that he deserves to die or leave?
First of all, I'm so sorry. I am human and I'm kind.
Yeah.
But I think, yes, I think he deserves to die by hanging or by... electric shock.
Fiery squad.
Won't you forgive me? But
I know.
I definitely think he deserves that sentence.
Yes.
The children coming in now.
They'll be all right.
I don't know if they'll be all right. So first of all, the children were already affected from the moment their mom died.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The moment, in fact, even before the mom died, because I probably I'm thinking they probably have been seeing their mom suffer, you know, from this man. So in my head, the children are already affected. Mm-hmm. So he set a ripple effect into action now.
Yes.
And that's the repercussion of it.
Uh-huh.
Why should they not kill him because of the children?
Exactly. That was exactly what I thought. Because to me, it's a scapegoat to other people.
Exactly.
Number one, including the children, just in case. Because like I believe that a lot of kids who come out from abusive marriages, there are two things that can happen. They can either be like, oh, I saw how my dad treated my mom. I am never going to be like
that.
To
do that. Or, and that's the perfect scenario. That's the positive part.
Or they can be like, well, that's all I know. That's how it should be done. And then they continue doing it.
Yes.
So at that point, that have served as a lesson that they will not try it.
Yes, yes.
They won't dare, you know?
Okay, so in my head now, should they have sentenced this man earlier?
Yes, like I said, because it has been a minute.
I didn't even follow the story anymore.
Yeah, it has been
a minute. I saw it somewhere that they sentenced them, but I didn't even follow it up to say what kind of sentence and everything. I wish it was like quicker in a way so that at that point, people are not so lost in the story as well. Because I wish that it now people sooner. Know that this is the repercussion. Mm-hmm. Maybe later they can find out, but you know. I wish it happened to that. Yeah, but no, he deserves to die. I'm sorry.
Because like I know a lot of people, minus the Osinachi man and the family.
Woman and the...
Yes, I know a lot of people, like I've heard stories, read stories where people will be like, eh, how will I leave him now? And we have children together. Or, I'm staying in there because of the kids. What's your opinion on that? Because I believe the kids should be the reason why you should get out.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And I think we've said this multiple times in this podcast, actually. If you're a true follower of our podcast, you probably know like what our stand is, honestly. to me, children are very delicate.
They
as
are.
As you would know. Like, I think that the moment you give birth to a child, your life, your mentality should be reconstructed.
I used to do Fast and Furious when I drive. I used to drive like an Agbero.
Yeah, yeah.
The moment I gave birth to Dire, I even have phobia for driving. I don't want to be on the road.
Can you imagine? So maybe this is the fact that you're a woman again. Maybe men are not like that.
No, they are actually.
Some men, right?
My husband is. I remember when I met Shegun, 9 hours drive. He's going to be there in six.
It speeds up, yes.
There. But after having the kids, I think he actually calmed down because now he has something. He can't have accidents.
I have a reason to leave another. Not that you didn't have a reason before, but like now
there's like, I have kids.
Right.
There's this form of responsibility, you know, like he has to take care of his family. Yes. He has to take care of his kids, you know.
And that's where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. Like that should have reconstructed their brains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
People in an abusive marriage, let's say you are dating this person, you guys finally got married, there's no kid yet, and he's still abusive or she's still abusive, you can still say, let me stay. That's my thought process.
If you have kids?
But no, I'm saying before the kids even come in.
Oh, no.
But for me, I feel like the moment the kids come in is even when to me, you know, contrary to what the society would say, oh, now there are children now, you have to stay and endure. To me, that's even when I think you should get out.
Yes.
Because at that point, yes, like you too, you should be fighting for your life. Like,
I
don't want to die for these children. No.
Yes, because if this Osinachi lady now had thought about that and piao, oh Lord, you don't even want to know what just came to my head.
What? Because a lot of religion. Is that what you were? I can't believe, oh my gosh, we are doing this again. Brain sink.
Because my mother... Let me use my mother as an example.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, my mom is a deaconess, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
She's a prayer warrior in our house.
Of our house.
Like,
yells.
If my mom is on SOC division and start kabashing before time.
Yeah.
When that Osinachi stuff happened, I remember you calling me because I wasn't in church that day.
Yeah.
I remember you called me. My mom was like, are you joking? We organized boys.
Yeah.
By the time they beat Shigidi.
Yeah.
From his body.
And I think
he would try it. But a lot of churches in Nigeria, they'll say, go and pray for your husband.
The society don't allow that
go
to
and
happen.
Pray.
They don't allow
if you
that
pray,
to happen.
There's nothing God cannot do. Now what's the law?
Yeah. So that's why, in a way, I don't fault her totally for staying.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that there are a lot of psychology, oh no, Gabby, there are a lot of psychological things attached to being in an abusive relationship. I'm not even joking. Aside from the religion, I'm serious. I'm very serious.
People I don't know if I agree with that.
People who have been abused, physical abuse or emotional abuse, whatever, if they sit and talk to you, there's some sort of restraint in them actually finding the courage to get out. I'm telling you. Because, first of all, abuse, let's stick to physical abuse. Physical abuse don't just start from the slap.
Yeah.
It starts from the mind controlling as well.
Yes.
Like the manipulation and all those stuff. And even sometimes chasing all your friends away from you, your family, your loved ones, they won't be around
you
anymore.
Let's not even go there. That's another topic.
Yes. So most of those people that do this abuse, they relegate the subjects to nothing. So it's a fear for them to actually get up and say, this is enough. Some people actually stay because they are scared of dying.
Huh?
How about that? Yeah. People stay because they are scared that if they leave, this person will kill them.
If you stay, he's going to kill you.
I know, but the psychological thing that they are thinking is, I can't run away because if I run, he's going to find me and kill me. You've never heard that? So, yeah. So, I think there's a lot of psychological things attached to it. When you now add religion to it, like societal pressure to it.
Yeah. Because I don't know what movie I was watching, and the girl was complaining to her mom, like, mommy, he hits me. And the next day, the mom say, that is not new now. Is that you the first person? We don't leave our marriages in this family. And I'm like, huh?
Even after the beating. Yeah.
Never can it be my mother.
Yeah.
When I was getting married to my husband, my daddy told me if he shouts and raises hand, I'm coming to pow.
Yeah. I wish a lot of people had that opportunity of a parent that would be like, I am behind you solidly.
So, yeah.
If that happens.
The fact that you're married does not mean you're no longer my child.
Yes, yes. I wish a lot of people had that. Because mostly when you marry somebody, they hands up and just be like, oh, you are their responsibility. You have entered their family and all that. We shouldn't be. Because I wouldn't say this Osinachi example that we're saying, I wouldn't say she didn't have her family support. Because I remember her sister came out at some point, one time, when the news was still new.
It was still fresh,
yeah. And that she was saying things like, oh, they tried to, I don't know, I don't want to, I can't remember the story. But I think she had that support, that sister support, I think. But sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes not enough. Bruh, I used to, I still am.
You only said when I was growing up.
When I was growing up. I still am.
So. Yo, Baba, you want OT grow up?
I'm not
grown. You have grown, sweetheart. I'm not grown. Let me shock you.
I'm not grown. But years before, I used to say this, like, my sisters, my siblings, in cases that they cannot fight, I will fight for them.
Let me tell you guys something, yeah? Let's divert a little bit. You know, everyone has that one friend that's the warrior princess.
Yeah.
That's Kemi.
You need that person in your life.
Kemi is you the warrior. Sometimes I'll be like, Kemi.
You need it.
Kemi is the warrior princess. She seems very sweet. You have to know Kemi to know that she's a warrior princess. Because her outward appearance, she's very sweet. Yeah. Very like, it's me that people usually think that I'm the warrior princess. They don't know that I'm the fighter.
But to me, I believe that everybody needs that.
Yeah.
Even though it can be a toll too, because sometimes I want other people to also fight for me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I get tired.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, I wish a lot of us, we have that community. If it's a friend, if it's a sister,
a family,
whatever, that can be like, okay, you can't defend yourself, you can't stand up for yourself, you can't talk for yourself, blah, blah, blah. I will be there to talk for you.
On that note, I just remembered something. You know how people used to be like, oh, don't put your... You can't do too much when it comes to somebody's marriage.
Like, don't pass your boundaries.
Don't pass your boundary. Because then again, you don't... By the time they settle...
You will not be there.
You will be the center of the bad talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, I know some people that will be like, we fight now, but we will still reconcile. He's a good guy. Because some of all these men that beat their wives, by the time they finish giving out bad boost, tomorrow morning they'll bring flour and chocolate.
Yeah. And that is what pisses me off. I would hate that. If I'm fighting for you... I don't mind for you people to settle, but don't settle on my back.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make me feel like I was doing wrong.
Let me give you a gist, quick gist. I don't want to put the people out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But there was one time, there was this couple that I know, they were having issues, right? And then the wife called me and she was like, oh, that I shouldn't tell my husband this, that she's actually leaving the house.
Wait. So you got to give us a backstory of this stuff because we need to understand. Wait.
If I give you backstories, I'm putting their matter out
but
there.
But we don't understand the story now.
So that's what I'm saying. They were having issues,
The husband and wife. Husband A and wife A.
Yes, we're having issues. Mm-hmm. And then the wife A called me.
I love how we're saying this story. Okay.
The wife A called me and was like, oh, she's leaving the house.
Like packing out of
the house. Yeah, packing out of the house. That I shouldn't call my husband because my husband, he knows husband A.
They're friends, kind of.
Acquaintance, kind of. Situation. So she was suspecting that, oh, if I tell my husband might tell husband A.
You
understand? Yeah. So I was like, ah, no problem, my dear. I will keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Truth be told, I didn't tell Shegun, right? Because like I said, I'm a girlies girl. I'm that person. Protect that I girl. Yes. Yeah. Remember before you and Kunle started, I had a different relationship with Kunle.
Individuals.
And then I have a different relationship with you. The moment they became one, Kunle will be okay.
Yeah.
He'll be, but that's me.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell my husband. Do you know that this girl moved back in? And said she didn't tell me a word.
When she moved back.
Legit. I was hearing outside.
When they settled.
I was hearing outside that she's back. Until today that I'm speaking to you, we've not had that conversation. I didn't even talk to her.
Who is this person?
You are a fofo. You are a fofo.
After the podcast.
After
okay.
the podcast. You are this guy's at fofo. Yeah. Really? Legit. Today that I'm speaking to you, I've not had a call. Like, I don't even talk to her anymore when I see her.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, even she said, I don't think she even was. I said, the other day she was at my house now. With a group of, like, other people. And then my husband was like, oh, how was the conversation with your girl's time with this person? I was like, oh, she was there? Legit.
I can block that out. Crazy.
Like, I don't even recall. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, she...
Oh, crazy.
I don't
crazy.
Remember. Yeah.
Crazy.
So that's no. why I'm like, with
wedding. I think that's your expertise.
Yeah,
you just block somebody out.
Ah, more
you
good.
Don't exist anymore.
More good. I'm good. I can tell you that for free. Like, God. You will legit be in front of me.
I don't see you.
I didn't see you. I lie.
That is crazy.
Like, I don't even know if that's a bad character or a good one.
I mean,
because
you gotta know how to. Is it contemporary?
I won't block you. Like, I'm not one of those people that, I'll block them from year block. No. I don't, that's the thing. You don't even exist for me to block you.
Yeah. In your brain. Can you imagine?
I don't
amazing.
Know if it's bad, but.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Okay, we digress. Anyways, so my point though is that is a little hurtful when you have people who are coming to kind of like support you, help you get out of a terrible situation.
Yeah.
And then let's just say something happens between, because me, I'm not against you people settling. I'm not against husband and wife settling behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem. In fact, I'm advocating for that unless he used to beat you. If he beats you and you are about to die, your life is at risk, you know, and then you still go back. That one I have a problem with.
So, Kemi, I'm going to fight you.
What happened?
You remember there was one time we were going to have like a girls fellowship thingy?
Yeah.
That I remember I was telling you, remember where I'm going to, right? You remember.
Okay, please finish it.
So we're going to have like a, because myself and Kemi, we don't look as spiritual, but we are kind of like, you
spiritual.
Know, we believe in God a lot and we believe in prayers and fellowship and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're going to organize one for like the married younger, because I know like
younger
a lot
women.
Of is mostly the other ones that have all those things. So we wanted to have one in our little...
We should
little,
still do that.
We
honestly.
Should,
that's,
yes.
That'll be so
in
cool.
our little, like, community and all. And
don't steal
I brought
our
up,
ideas, you guys. We just thought about... We literally just thought
about
it.
Yeah. And then I remember we were like,
actually,
okay.
Actually, sorry. They can steal it. The more we have, the better.
The better.
Yeah.
Literally.
Okay.
In your area. Just let us know, like, if you decide to have one, let us know the name. You can invite us for one of your programs. We'll try and, and attend.
Advocate for women. Women advocate.
But... That's by the way. So we were trying to figure out like our motto, our theme, like our ideology and everything. And then I asked this girl a question. I said, if one of the girls come and meet us now and say our husband is beating her, will you advise her to leave the marriage? Kemi said, no, now I don't advise anybody to. Auntie Kemi, no, wait, so, what happened?
Okay, so can I talk now?
Auntie Kemi, so what happened?
This is my ideology.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
And I'll say it now on YouTube, on live.
I'm listening.
This is my ideology.
Mm-hmm.
I will never, ever open my mouth to mm-hmm. tell another woman to leave her husband. House unless
mm-hmm.
you are my sister or like a close friend like this,
mm-hmm.
whereby I know that we can air our dirty laundry. Mm-hmm. We know we can be shame.
Vulnerable around. That's true.
Vulnerable is the word.
We actually don't have shame around.
We don't have shame around each other. Exactly. Whereby, if paraventure, I say to you, leave your husband,
mm-hmm.
and then you decide not to leave your husband. I can fight you, like the fight can be ugly, mm-hmm. and I know that we can still come back and be good, mm-hmm. just like my sisters, whereby we can't push your family
away. Yeah.
You can fight at the end of the day, yeah, blood related.
Yeah.
But let's just say, like, somebody that I know I love you, but we are not really that close.
You won't have that much attachment.
And I not tell you myself that go and leave your husband.
You would not.
And then later in life, you do not leave your husband, and then you say, ah, this girl, she's a bad girl. She should leave my husband.
She's a bad girl.
Because I won't be able to then come to you and say you fucked up or mm-hmm. something like that. Because I will probably do what you do. I will block you off. Do you understand? And be like, okay, your lifestyle is not my lifestyle. Bye bye. Yeah. That kind of life.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like, that's just how I am. I don't. Mm-hmm. I would not use my own mouth to tell you. I can lead you towards
to
say. If I were you, me, I might not be here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your decision. Make mm-hmm. that decision yourself. Unlike people that are actually close to me, that I will stand on you like this.
Oh, yeah. Let's go and write that divorce
decree together. Do you understand? So that's my... So in the case of this fellowship, I'm mm-hmm. thinking the women will be... Yes, we'll be close. We'll be like a community and everything. Mm-hmm. But there will still be... We are not still going to be like, you know, paddy sisters. Yeah. Enough for me to... I don't know if that makes sense. Enough for me to be the one to make decisions for you.
Yeah, which is understandable because, like, for me, like I said, I'm a girlies girl. Like, mm-hmm. I take the people that I'm close to, I take their matters to heart.
Oh, absolutely. In fact,
yeah, I'm that person.
Sometimes I'm like...
It's too much, right? Yes, I'm that girl. I'm that person that if you're close to me, don't come and tell me your problem.
Yeah.
Because guess what? I'll be having headache.
Yeah.
On top that person's problem. And I think I get where you're coming from because like I said, I have to be close to you. I have to feel that form of
to
be able to be like carrying your matter on your head. Because genuinely speaking, I'm not really the type of person that care. Let's be honest.
Exactly.
I'm not that type. Like you can literally tell me something now where we're having like a random when there's a get together and we met, are you having a conversation? Trust me, the moment I walk out of where I'm at, that's it. Mm-hmm. I probably don't even remember your name.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm hearing is for you to even then know somebody's name, know their mm-hmm. like care about their character or their life is because you actually
I have a form of connection. Invested. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, with that person. Yeah. If not.
Yeah, me, I can know you, know everything about you.
And
but
still,
I don't know you that well.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to be like...
Are you? You're more friendlier.
Exactly. Yeah. So I can be friendly and... Exactly.
I'm like, don't talk to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's my perspective. Not that I would not necessarily advocate for it.
Yeah.
But it's not me that will make that decision.
But then again, Kemi, because where I was coming from that day is we as the ESCOs, because it's not just going to be two of us. We have like other people that we're going to add in the... So we as the founders or ESCOs or whatever you want to call it in the group, we should be the one fighting for those women.
I would hate for us to create a group.
Yeah.
A fellowship group or anything group that we want to call it that is advocating for women to leave their home.
So that's the thing. We are not advocating for women. That's not the idea. We are not advocating for women to leave their home. That's not
so
my
what
point.
My point
is more like, okay, for example, now, if one of the ESCOs come and meet me and say, oh, my child is doing this, I will advocate, okay, this is what you can do. This is the therapy you can go to.
I will do that. Hey, I will tell, saying, like I said, I will lead you to it.
You
will but I would never be the one to tell you, take this step.
Yo,
absolutely not.
Okay.
I will not... our organization, our NGO, our fellowship, anything we want to call it, will never say,
leave your husband.
Yeah. We will tell you, this what he's doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. What he's doing has repercussions.
Yeah.
What he's doing, these are the steps you can take to legally fight for yourself.
Yeah.
And leave the options to on them. The table.
Because in this country, I don't know about how Nigerian works, but in this country, in this country that we are.
So they are dancing. Huh.
Your husband told you.
Yeah. So as some people know that, but they don't have the courage enough to take the steps.
That's crazy.
I don't know if I could take the step either.
Really?
Because you know, the truth is, when you haven't been in a position,
you won't know how to act. Yes, truth be told.
So, to be honest, we can be wisdom warriors. I'll be what they call this.
I cannot. It says wisdom warriors.
We can say, oh, we are so smart. Oh, we are so knowledgeable about this. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the actual thing, it might be hard. So, God forbid, we'll never get to that realization of it. But the worst you can do to yourself is not educate yourself on like the steps you can take if peradventure that happens. So I think what the fellowship is doing is giving you that knowledge as well, because some people don't know.
Yeah.
So that knowledge as well, take it now, choose knowing this and this. Pick your choice. We won't be, and then whatever choice you pick, we would be there to support you as well. Would you be there to support if they pick something you don't want?
I don't know.
Let's say you are passionate about like, no, this guy doesn't deserve a second chance. This guy doesn't deserve you, blah, blah. And then the woman comes back and be like, yeah, after thinking so much, blah, blah, I'm praying about it. I've decided to stay.
Let me tell you the truth. Especially when it comes to beating. I don't, other things maybe, yes.
Yeah.
But when it comes to that physical abuse, let's just start planning a funeral.
Because
no, dead ass though.
I mean, true.
Do you know how many husbands that starts with that and the wife still ends up dying? A lot of miscarriages.
It is his funeral.
Yeah. We shall plan a funeral.
Why are we laughing at this? This is crazy.
It's not funny. But truth be told, though, some women will let you take the extreme and kill the man.
Yeah. And that's what I'm fighting against with whenever we create this, or if you're watching and you want to do the same thing. I don't want it to be attached to the group. I don't want that to be that. Oh, it's the group that has been influencing them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
I get
it. We just should be a supporting
system
for them, that whatever choice you make, we're here to support you. Obviously, don't kill somebody and expect us to support you.
But as a person, I'm trying to coin this the right way. Mm-hmm. Me as a person, right? If you're, I don't like to hear problems as much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you've observed. Yeah. If you come to me and you're constantly telling me this is the problem, and I've given you different solutions,
exhausting.
And you're still telling, I can't.
So, I have a friend, right? Mm-hmm. That she tells me about everything about her and her boyfriend, right? And how like, their relationship is not as rosy. Yes, of course, that sometimes that is nice and, you know, all nice and whatever. But like, whenever there's problem, she tells me about it. And obviously, I've advised against, bruh, I would leave, that kind of vibe. But like, I just noticed that every single time,
she's coming back to him.
To the same person, talking about the same guy.
I come and be complaining.
Over and over and coming.
I personally.
What?
I don't think I can have a relationship with people like that.
Yeah, what I did is just, I stopped talking about it.
Yeah, I don't think I can. Yeah. I can't do it.
So you don't even have a relationship with the person.
I'm going to cut the person off. I'm sorry. don't come and be giving me unnecessary headache. Like, I don't know. I'm not that patient.
I feel like I would be fine having a relationship with you if you know you have common sense not to always bring it up
because
again.
Because my school of thought is, if you are a person who likes to be in problem, like suffering. I don't know.
You know, some people do.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Some people actually love it.
I can't. I cannot. Truth be told. Like, you know that this boy is not good for you.
Said this boy.
Or this girl is not good for you. But at last, you are still shooking your head inside.
Still there.
I can't be friends with you.
You are still there. You still no one learned.
I'm actually serious. There's somebody right now who I know is doing that. I don't know the person. I know somebody that knows the person. Mm-hmm. And I told the person that knows the person, I don't want this person around me.
Wow.
Because I can't deal.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't be that dumb now. Come on. Yeah, stop complaining.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would be okay being friends or having a relationship with you.
My dear.
If you have a common sense to know that you don't need to complain to me anymore.
Some people do not. How many people do?
Yeah, at that point, then it's exhausting.
Exactly. Bye-bye. I can't do. Another aspect that I also want us to touch on when it comes to abuse is the mental part. Because when people talk about abuse, a lot of people just zero the mental part. Because I feel like that mental part...
So... abuse, like physical abuse.
Yeah, people always talk about the physical abuse. Nobody really touches on the silent killer, which is the man doesn't need to touch you. Like, you know, there's some the mental abuse aspect I'm talking about. He has never beat the woman, but her self esteem has made her drop.
Relegated her.
Do you get? And he has never touched her. Yeah. And a lot of women don't see that part. They don't even acknowledge that part. So, but it happens.
I was watching a show, and this show just came out on Netflix. It's called Pulse. It's a medical show. It's not a relationship, but it's some sort of relationship too. It's a resident, and so it's a medical movie like Grey's Anatomy, right? So it's a resident and an intern. So resident's a little higher than an intern. So the guy is the... I guess it's resident. The resident. So he's watching over the intern, which is the girl. And
it's just like how Grey's Anatomy started.
Yes, exactly. And what he does too is that emotional abuse, whereby anything this intern does, he never says anything positive about her. He never acknowledges her. He always talks down on her, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So she's been doing that for a while. You know, she's been taking his, I don't want to say bullshit, but there it is. She should have been taking it every time. So then there's this another year, this new intern came and saw the relationship between this resident and the intern, because she then was supposed to also be under him or something. And she couldn't stay. She was like, this is too much for her. It's too toxic. So when she was now trying to relocate, like she wanted to switch to another hospital because of this toxicity, that was when the intern then understood the gravity of what this guy has been doing to her. So what I'm saying is she got so used to this abuse that she didn't even know that it was that bad.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Me that I like, please praise me.
Yeah. Imagine at your workplace. That
what?
Yeah. So you're right. Some people, you don't even have to touch the person. They just, the self-worth.
Everything. The girl is scared of the man. Or it can even be the other way. Oh, you know one thing I don't like?
What?
I don't like when women rubbish their men because they make more than him.
Oh, God.
I hate that so much.
I think women are, is it do that or do you both? It's not my first language. Women no, that not my first do that language. Or does that. Women like that. For me, I think that. Do you think it's just an act?
I think it's a bad character. I think it's the individual. It's a bad character from the individual.
Do you think that was influenced by the society?
I don't think so. I think is. I take that back. Peradventure, maybe. Because the reason why I say, because sometimes it can be the other way around where the woman is making more and the man just has this form of insecurity, inferiority.
Yeah, which the society plays on him.
Exactly. So in that case, yes, because the society expects that you're the man now, you're supposed to be making more, you're supposed to be dingpa, the head of house. And I'm like, okay. And
yes,
so,
yes.
You understand where I'm coming from.
Which,
so,
well, it was why I agree a little that it could also be the individual.
I'm coming from the part of the man. When it comes to the part of the woman, it's an individual thing, no?
No, it's also society. It's a societal and individual. Because it's the same society that is making the man look like he should be the dimpa. So if I be dimpa, did I say right? And then if you're not the dimpa,
if you're not the odogu parara, silence.
Exactly. And I'm with you. I feel like you're less of a man. So I'm upset. Nah. So, but I'm trying to say now, as much as it's a societal thing, I think you're right. It's also an individual thing.
Because when it comes to marriage, it's a partnership. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like, oh, is
more than me or she's more than me.
Like, we are one. We are together. Whatever he accomplishes is my accomplishment. Some people don't have that whatever mindset. Is my accomplishment is also his as well. Do you get?
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Some people don't have that mentality. That's and it's crazy. It sucks. So, which is another reason why we should go back to this Osinachi situation. I think that's also part of the reason why the man was jealous of her as well.
Hmm.
Because obviously she started getting fame.
Because
she
I think he getting, was her manager at some point. Yeah,
he was her manager.
Oh my God.
And then, you know, obviously he saw the money that she was making and all that. Oh, gosh. It's just tragic. God. Anyways, point is, would you stay in an abusive marriage
because of your
children. Because
of
your children, whether emotional abuse, whether physical abuse, whether, you know, whatever abuse, financial abuse is also there.
Mm-hmm. Because
some people, we don't talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
Financial abuse is just, you're stealing my money.
Yeah.
Ish. My dear, don't try that. I think that might even be worse.
So
that might even be worse.
I don't know what I was watching on TikTok, but you know, one of those like people that talk about relationship and marriage and stuff. And they did like a statistics, and it showed that one of the major reasons why people go for divorces is because of money.
Yeah.
Isn't that so sad? Because of paper.
Paper. Paper. You call it paper like that, my dear.
Bruh.
I don't know. I don't know why we attach a lot of meaning to that, which is for me why I feel like marrying somebody should your also... person. Be very, you should pray to marry your person. Because God forbid you marry somebody that is
marry
jealous
your enemy.
Of
like Kemi would say, like, Kemi,
marry your enemy.
Go marry your enemy.
No, legit people, some people marry that.
They do.
Sinachi married that enemy.
And look at where it landed.
If you're not my enemy, even if you're just my friend, don't even be my lover yet. Be my friend. You will not think of evil towards me.
Eh? Don't say that too. Are you joking? Have you seen... Friends that
I mean friend. I don't mean frenemies. I don't mean people that hide behind the word friend. Like you actually like me.
Yeah.
You will not want me to be going through anything painful.
Yeah.
Your human nature.
Sure,
you will still say, you know.
You have some form of conscience.
Have children for you.
For you. Because we always talk about like the parents, the kids too. I'm pretty sure like kids will come out of an abusive relationship. Like I wish I know one. And like interview them, like how did you feel, like how was it like? Cause I see like not the short videos that I usually do on TikTok, and I'll see somewhere like the older brother is going to like block the younger sister's ears while the parents, and I'm like, how are they doing mentally though?
So one example that is close to home, that I think
see who is messaging me.
I don't know who that is.
Mr. Macaroni, see. I don't know if you can see. This one is obstructing our...
Okay, so anyways, I don't know somebody that went through physical abuse, like their parents going through physical abuse, but I know somebody that went through emotional cheating. So, because that's another one, right?
That's another one.
And I remember that... I lost my train of thought now because I'm just fantasizing. Not fantasizing, I'm just reminiscing on
the person's experience.
Yeah, it's so sad. So anyways, their dad was the one cheating. And their dad, like she found out that her dad was cheating.
On the mom.
Chai. And because that she's also, this is my dad as well. She didn't want to ruin their marriage and whatever.
That's
she
a,
had to keep the secret of
her
father.
Will you tell your mom? You tell your mom.
I don't know.
Well, me too.
I don't know. Because she couldn't. And that weighed on her. I remember throughout secondary school, throughout like, even till now, I don't know if she ever told her mom. I don't know if her mom now finally found out. But imagine a child carrying that
such
weight.
Such burden.
You, first of all, your perspective of your father has changed forever.
Yes.
And now, like, she had to carry the weight of knowing that her father is a
cheat. Gluing the family together.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, can you imagine? I don't know. Maybe her mom knew at some point, but I don't. So now it takes me back to this topic again, but in another route. when people say stay in the marriage, mm-hmm. when you know that your husband is a cheat or your wife is a cheat, mm-hmm. because this goes vice versa.
Yeah.
Your husband is a cheater, your mother is a, or your wife is a cheat. Mm-hmm. And then let's say that one of the second partner catches you and then they now want a divorce. And people are telling, oh, don't divorce. Everybody cheats, blah, 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 blah. Mostly, it happens mostly with men. Let's just say the man was cheating. Mm-hmm. And then the woman finds out and she wants to leave now, mm-hmm. because of that heartbreak. And the husband and the husband's family are begging her, mm-hmm. not to leave. Because, you know, you have children now. You can't just leave. Mm-hmm. Think of broken homes and whatever. My thought process is, what was the man that started the cheating thinking before? Because were you also not thinking of the children?
They are not, obviously. Because, so like, you know how, you know how, like, a lot of, I'm using African because that's all I know. I don't know if, you know, diaspora, they do that.
I've seen some Emirati shows and it's they the same.
Do. Yeah. You know how, like, a lot of African parents are like, I'm your dad, I'm your mom. Mm-hmm. You should... They don't even sometimes, like, our opinion, serve. They don't count matter. It. They don't see it as anything. So truth be told, I don't think they are actually thinking of the kids.
No. So, but so if you're not thinking of the kids when you're doing that action,
why do you expect?
Why are you the using opposite, the kids yes, as an a reason now for me to stay?
Yeah.
Like, first of all, no.
Yeah. That's why when I saw that argument about them not killing him because of the kids, I'm no.
No, you did not think of the kids
when you were beating their mother. When you made them motherless.
Yes.
Because that's what you did. You made them motherless.
Yes.
You didn't think of them. Exactly. Because, like, I believe, maybe because I have kids, I don't think anybody can take care of my kids better than me.
No, absolutely not. Even their grandma,
like, their grandma has probably taken care of maybe five children before your grown
their grandma
children.
But I do still, the best. But literally. They're still not the mom.
Because, like, sometimes if I go drop my kids with grandma, I have to, like, oh, when Dire wakes up, he does this. Because she doesn't live with us.
Exactly.
She does. So I still need to run things down. And yet, I'll still be calling, oh, how is it? I should be like, oh, auntie, it's okay. They're fine.
Exactly. Nobody can love a child more than their parents. That's just the honest truth.
Like, Fire now, you took me 10 months, 3 scars. There's no way.
For what?
To born Fire now.
10 months.
What is 40 weeks for? What's 40 weeks? Calculate it in your head.
I never knew that. I never knew that. 10 months.
Hey, now, 40 weeks is 10 months.
Blood of neighbor. Okay. Let's not say that. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And 3 scars. Three scars, yeah. Because 1 here, 2 here. Are you joking? There's no way. You can't love Fury better than I do.
It's impossible.
Because every time I see this car, all I remember is...
It's impossible, exactly. Yeah. So just imagine, like, you going through all of that, you know, as a child, mm-hmm. you've been seeing your parents being abused and all that. And then when she needs to run for her life or when he needs to run for
his
life...
They're not telling me because of
which is why I don't understand some children, too, that also... don't want their parents to split. We should talk about that too. We have children who don't, I mean at the end of the day, we know you want a perfect family and all that, but let's just say, you know, the behind the scenes that happen in your house, you know that your father abuses your mom. I understand that sometimes you can't comprehend it, but let's just say you've gotten to the age that
so
you
we,
can
people like that, right?
Let's not say kids. Let's say they've actually gotten to
grown
the age.
Adults. Yes. That's why at the beginning of this podcast, I said something. It can either go two ways. Some of those kids, that's all they know. They don't know the violence, the gasbos. They don't know anything more than that.
So now,
that's why some of those kids, when they come out and they are in their own relationship, if they see a man who is showing so much love to them, it's strange. Like, they're like, no, you're not my type.
That's crazy.
Who do you know what just
that
came
has affected them psychologically? Well,
do you think BDSM is a form of abuse?
It's only Gabriella that can take this topic and go to the next week. It's only her. Well, I don't know if that's
why you beating me.
I don't know. Some people have Stockholm syndrome, they call it. They love the abuser.
Why are you beating me?
I don't know.
Because that's imagine you are in point. Lagos now. Just imagine Lagos, yeah?
Yeah.
Have gone out in the morning.
Yeah.
To walk. Have entered traffic. Have come by. Have cooked. I want to sleep. You're not going to be beating me. Why?
No, when you want to do BDSM, it's more like prepared and planned for. Like we get ourselves there. You don't be having BDSM. Well, some people are crazy, Sha.
Ah.
How do you be having BDSM when you know that you're doing a regular day-to-day lifestyle?
Mm.
BDSM is supposed to like, oh, you have pampered her. You have
you not come enjoyed, and flog her.
Maybe on a vacation or something.
You would not come and beat me and tie me.
Some of this is not hard spanking.
It's like what spanking?
All right, that's a topic for another day.
Do you guys, let's ask them, do you guys think that BDSM is a form of abuse?
Or you mean, is it a form of abuse or is it repercussion from
abuse? That's two questions. Mean? No, is it a form of abuse because if you beat me,
But it's consensual now. It's consensual. Like, you won't beat me if I don't want it, right? I don't know.
Let me tell you a quick story
of
somebody that I heard the person's story. You know me. People, I don't know why people just see me and they just think.
The pot of stories. But what happened?
So, she was dating this guy. They've never really, like, be intimate and whatnot because they had a little bit of distance, right? And the moment they came to the same state, right? It was time for them to mepe. Lo abiodo.
Yeah.
Baba sparked the woman.
Without asking her if she likes BDSM?
Yeah. Awful.
No, I think that is not right. Unless I don't know about this
Mama
stuff.
Mama Japa.
Before God.
Why on earth are you beating me?
Before God, why are you beating me? I thought it was like an agreed thing that you would talk
my
about.
My dear, if you agreed that they should be flogging you.
No, some people love it now. No. Let's not dismiss that. Some people say this is their form of sexual pleasure. And they love it. But and if it's like you're lucky and both of you like it at the same time, go for it now. The only one I don't understand is, yes, whereby it can be abusive, is if you don't like it and then somebody's just doing it, forcing it on you. You feel me? You don't agree?
No, all right. I don't know why you're flogging me, Shao.
Apparently, we know that Gabby does not like it. But anyways, what were we saying before we went to BDSM, for goodness sake? I don't know. That's all I got. I do not know how we got here.
What were we saying, Gabby? What were we saying?
Hey, God. This girl's taking us to another route. I can't believe this.
Well, Laura Kosha. You guys should answer our question. Do you guys think it's a form of abuse or do you think it's a stock up? What did you call it again?
Stockholm syndrome whatever they call it. Oh, but I think I remember.
Okay.
It's the kids. The kids yeah, not wanting kids. To...
Not separate from their parents. Yeah. Let their parents separate because of...
Because I was watching a movie that they had
is it Yoruba?
No. My sister too says the same thing. I watch your Bible movies a lot.
But I don't know how she does it.
It's a good time. Just play it and just be doing other things. But you always get storylines from it. But anyways, this one is not a Yoruba movie.
Okay, let's share.
This one is actually a random English movie on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So like they had two boys and their father and mother, obviously, they are not on good terms. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can tell that their marriage is over, but they are just enduring. Grown men. I don't know. They should have been there for years. Their boys are grown. Like I said, like one is even trying to get married. Brought the wife home to introduce them. So they are like grown people. So anyways, one of them don't want the parents to separate. The other is advocating for the mom to leave because he knows that the father has been abusive to the mom over years. When they were growing up, he used to be one of those people that would run into the room to protect the mom from the father. The father would beat both of them together
Like, why are you putting your kids through
So some people are just so stupid. God. That's all I can say. Like, you are doing that in front of your kids as well, and you have boys. Anyway, so he has always been, you know, advocating for the mom to leave while the older brother does not want them to break up. So the older brother hates the mom for wanting to even leave the father. The younger brother hates the father and the older brother for not supporting the mother. So it goes back to my story. Some kids don't want their parents to separate, even after knowing that it's an abusive, they are not happy. What do you say to those kids?
Those kids, like you said, was it Stockholm syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that those kids, that's all they know. That's all they see. That's what they think is right. So you leaving is like I don't understand. Like, what is wrong with what he's doing? Why are you leaving?
Oh my God. And that is sad.
Those are the kids that they will beat their wife and expect that there will not be any form of repercussion because
their mother stayed. Oh my God.
Legit. Like, you see women that will say, my mom, when she was pregnant, she did this, she went this, she did. So why can't you do it? And I'm like,
oh my goodness.
First of all, I'm not your mom.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, somebody like me who I saw my dad pamper my mom, you're not going to be suffering me. I'll be like, no.
So what do you think can be helpful tools for people who have been in that situation as the children, mm-hmm. and also people who are in that situation as the partner that are going through this and are thinking of staying because of their children?
They need therapy. Let's start with that. They need therapy. Yeah. They need to be able to reform.
Because that, I don't think it's like they don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's not so. Yeah, some of them
friends,
they do.
They watch movies. Yeah, some of them they listen to podcasts know, like this.
But like I said, some of them need like an outsider to talk. So to, you know, when you light up that a switch spark, in the some of them need that.
Yeah,
to know that no, like if cause see finish too can be if you come and be telling me, I'm like, can't just stop it, Joe. Yeah. But if somebody who I don't have any form of connection with you, and you are a professional person, and you are telling me that this is wrong.
Maybe giving me like a different light,
you understand, like talking me through like step by step, and you know all
which
those,
is what the foundation is going to be about.
Is it Kemi? It's not a foundation.
I've called it so many names:
NGO, today. Foundation, fellowship. Fellowship Kemi,
group,
pick one.
Everything. Group. Anything that
pick
goes.
One.
But yeah, but I totally get
yeah,
that.
I think
okay.
some of them do, especially with the kids. Like I believe that. Whenever they decide to, what's his name? Osinachi's husband by hanging, I think that the kids should go through therapy.
I was going to say, what do you think the kids should then do afterwards? Because now, realistically, they'll be left without parents.
Mm-hmm. The father would have thought that before he made, first of all, made them motherless.
Yeah, I don't think it's on the government to think that for him.
Yes.
The government is just supposed to handle it legally and pass the right sentence, which I think they did.
Yeah,
hopefully it actually goes through. Let him go, he deserves it. God should forgive me.
Because what's the guarantee that if you remarry, you will not do the same thing?
And like you said, I love one thing you said, it's a lesson for others, to know that this is not something that would just happen
and just go scot free.
I love this new
in
life.
That country,
yeah. I love this new dynamic. So
let's not even talk about that. A lot of men in that country have this boldness.
Yes, because
this audacity.
No,
yes, because there is no, you can't hear.
Yeah.
Hey, God of
but
mercy.
But how true do you think that news is that they actually?
I don't think it's actually. Well, that's what because I don't. It's what news did I say it?
Whatever news it is, hopefully it's true. That's
hopefully
what
it's
saying.
True because they even like have like videos of. You know, the whole clip and stuff. But somebody actually told me that when that our country, your country,
their country,
when they say things like that, sometimes it doesn't go through. They just say it for the public.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I said hopefully in my head. Can you imagine us hoping for somebody else? Okay, well, anyways. But yes, hopefully they actually legitly do it, you know, so that I can serve as a repercussion.
It's going face maker.
Yes, for others. And then if that were to happen with the kids, we're hoping that they can get therapy and hopefully get good family members
like,
that can take
for example,
care of
now, the sister, the wife's sister that you were talking about, because of which me, if you were to ask me, if the kids, whichever, like what part of the family they should go to, I think they should go to the mother's part.
Don't say that, too. There's some mother's part that are uglier than father's side. Whichever side is good, that's all that matters. I'm telling you. That's all that matters. So we just hope for a better future for them, for any kid in this situation. And then any partner in this situation, too. We always say it here. We don't want you to stay in an abusive marriage because of your kids.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. In fact, it hurts the kids more in our eyes. So
it does more harm than good in the kids, for the kids' life. So just piao.
Yeah. Save yourself, save your children.
I want to ask them a question because we just asked ourselves a question, put it down in the comment section. Do you think that Mr. Osinachi's husband, Mrs. Osinachi's husband, should actually go through with the sentencing? Or do you think that it should just rot in prison?
and for the sake of having for the sake at least of one their parent kids. Of the yeah. kid for the kids.
But that's the thing, though. If he's in the prison, he's not in the kid's life, though. So they might as well. He's as good as...
Yeah.
You get...
Let them answer.
Yeah, you guys, please.
You already have our answers. You give us your answer.
We will like basketballs over here.
Yeah.
What's that? Odumo, what's that song? Agodagaram.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for this
episode. I'm so happy I wasn't so emotional about this, because topics like this make me very emotional.
It's sad. It's a very sad one.
It is very sad. And may her soul continue to rest in peace.
Amen.
She was such a beautiful woman.
Yeah, amen.
She was such a beautiful woman.
Amen. All right, you guys. So if you haven't subscribed to our channel, this is the time for you to subscribe again. Yes.
See, we always say gist now.
Yes. We always come here to talk about important social, you know, topics and then gist about it. But yes, if you haven't followed us, do follow us on social media on
Brewing Her Podcast, but on Instagram and on TikTok.
On TikTok. TikTok. Yes. And listen to us on all your podcast platform, okay?
Like
Apple Podcast.
She said it, guys. Oh my goodness.
Apple Podcast.
I'm going to give you a round of applause. Woo!
Apple
I'm
Podcast.
I'm influencing you positively.
And Spotify. Don't listen to
You should
to
be
Gabby.
Grateful. Tell me thank you.
No. You're influencing
so
me badly.
It's so funny. You did.
Apple. And at first, my brain thought about
the
it.
The Lord has done it.
Finally, woo.
No.
Apple Podcast and Spotify. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Continue to stay beautiful and brood.